From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. After about 2 weeks of operating illegally in Miami-Dade County, ride-sharing app Lyft is still going strong. The company spoke with the Miami Herald editorial board yesterday about its plans to legally break into the market. WLRN intern Salima Hussein has details.
Lyft has been active in Miami-Dade County for a little over 2 weeks now, but it's illegal. Opposition has come mainly from county commissioners and the taxi industry. They're against rewriting the current county code.
The big paradigm shift is we're not going to turn into taxis, right? And nor are taxis going to turn into us.
That was Jorge Lopez, a lobbyist for Lyft. Lyft says it's a transportation network that can coexist within a world of taxis and for-hire vehicles. Lyft is looking for ways to operate legally in the county. Not just for Lyft, but for similar companies like UberX.
We're looking at model legislation that anyone who does this, any of our peers, would also be covered. It is a network regulation or construct.
The Miami-Dade County Transportation and Aviation Committee will discuss Lyft and enforcement issues during a meeting on Wednesday. I'm Salima Hussein in Miami.
Apparently, year-round beautiful weather, ocean breezes, and pristine golf courses are not enough to keep Floridians from stressing out big time. According to real estate blog Movoto, Florida tops the list of the most stressed-out states in the country. The blog's analysts use census data for the years between 2008 and 2012. They looked at the number of residents with long commutes, the unemployment rate, the number of hours spent working, and other factors. Movoto found that the percentage of Florida's population without health insurance, that's about 25%, plus the 11% unemployment rate makes the Sunshine State a stress danger zone. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.